All right, as promised, we've now switched gears and are on the line with Lisa Tepper Bates. She is president and CEO of the United Way of Connecticut, a great friend, asset, and resource here to the award-winning For the People. Lisa, great to hear your voice again. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me on to talk about this important month and this important service.
Yeah. So this is the second of two interviews we've done here in September, Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. And you and I have had the opportunity again on this just a few days after the second annual 988 Day on September 8th to talk about this critically important and stepped up service that's available not just across the nation, but right here, homegrown in Connecticut with, you know, Connecticut folks serving to support Connecticut folks who are dialing 988. So to start the conversation, let's just recap a little bit about the change that we experienced as a nation when 988 was introduced and the distance that we've come in a positive direction, both in terms of the development of the processes, protocols, and technology of 988 and how it is able to respond to this escalating need, especially here in Connecticut.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. We have seen a growth in the demand for this important service. United Way of Connecticut has provided suicide and crisis lifeline support to Connecticut for more than 40 years. But the 988 three-digit dialing code launched in 2022 and was an important step forward. People can remember it easily. There's been good national advertising to promote awareness. And indeed, in the past year, we handled more than 55,000 calls on 988 Connecticut, which, John, is 2.5 times the number of calls on the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline that we received in 2022. So I think that tells you something about awareness and about the need for that support.
And also how well it works. Have you got a handle on either officially or anecdotally on whether this is actually moving the needle in terms of downtrending actual crisis and suicides?
Well, thank you, John. That, I believe, is the most important question. And what we hear from 95% of our callers in Connecticut is that their state of crisis diminished on their call with our team. I don't think there's anything more important. But another important indicator as well is the fact that in less than 1% of our crisis calls, do we have to refer to active rescue with first responders. And that's really important too. A lot of folks who may be in a crisis may be concerned that if they call, that a police car is going to show up at their house. They do not want that. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have to, and working with the caller, we will work with first responders. And sometimes that is what's needed. But we really try very hard to refer folks to other resources. That can include, for some, that might include, you know, going to a local support group tomorrow. For others, it may mean picking back up where they are with a therapist or other sources of support that they have now. And for some folks, it may mean in creating a connection with a mobile crisis team that's also available in our state. So we really try to be as sensitive and as respectful as we can, working with each caller to connect them to what will work best for them. And that very, very low rate of having to engage first responders for active rescue, we think also speaks to the important effectiveness of our team.
Well, Lisa, it sounds like not only is the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline preventing the initial tragedy of loss due to suicide, but also is playing a critically important role in connecting these people in crisis to a network of support that may be the lifeline for their future.
I think that's a great way to put it, John, and that is exactly right. We have a comprehensive database of the resources available to help people, and we work very hard with every caller to have a plan, to offer them help, to establish a plan that will work for them going forward.
Mm. And really, I mean, 988 is relatively new. It's still a growing movement and service, developing and tweaking to become even better and more effective across the nation. But here in Connecticut, we've had this type of resource available to people thanks to Connecticut's 211 info line for decades.
That's right. And at the same time, there's a new frontier that we are working to make sure that we can also be available for. And that is the increase in chat and text, John. There are a lot of people who do want to speak over the phone to a human being, but we have a new generation of Americans who are often more comfortable, even in a crisis, having that communication by chat and text. And I'm really pleased to tell you that as we have continued to ramp up our 988 service, we are building out additional capacity so that we can, in Connecticut, be here and be ready to respond to all chats and texts from Connecticut residents who are in crisis.
And in the last couple minutes we have with you, Lisa, let's talk about responsiveness from those early days when we were hearing, sadly, a lot of negative reports from people who may not have gotten connected as soon as they needed to when they dialed 988. Today, I'll let you say the number, 97% of calls being answered here in Connecticut within how many seconds?
Within 5 seconds, John, which is amazing. It's as fast as you would pick up the phone if a dear friend was calling. And we're pleased about that. And that is also so important. In these critical calls, we know that your speed to answer that call is of utmost importance to the person in crisis on the other end. And so we're proud of that very fast response time, which consistently beats the national goal of answering 95% of calls in 15 seconds.
And please spend the last minute extolling the virtues of your switchboard team.
Yeah, thank you, John. This is being a crisis contact specialist is such an important job, and it's a hard job. All day, every day, overnight, our folks are really ready for whatever may be the situation when they pick up that phone. And they treat every caller with respect and with empathy. And with every caller, they are working with that person as an individual to de-escalate their sense of crisis and to help them with a plan going forward so that they can get on a path to feel stable and to thrive. And that's our goal with every caller every day.
Connecticut's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline provides judgment-free, compassionate support to anyone experiencing emotional distress, mental health challenges, problems with substance use, loneliness, and thoughts of suicide or self-harm. Here we are in September, National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and certainly the right time to focus on this important service, this life-saving resource brought to you thanks to to all the great folks at United Way of Connecticut, including our guests today on the program, earlier speaking with Daniel Fitzmaurice, their director of advocacy regarding the latest ALIS report, and of course, always welcoming their president and CEO, Lisa Tepper Bates, who's such a great advocate for this 988 and 211 services provided by her agency. Lisa, thank you so much for your assistance and information this morning.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.